It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
The cattle market has seen some pretty good volatility here since the new screwworm case had been announced. This week so far, we started a little bit on the defense, but has clawed our way back to being virtually steady now for the week. We'll talk a little bit about the cattle dynamics after this break.
Spring planting is here, and it's time to make the final adjustments to your 2026 crop plans. That makes it even more important to have information on what's really going to help drive the markets and to help determine market potential. Will your MPCI coverage be enough to cover the value of the growing crop? Maybe consider hail insurance. Martinson Ag writes hail insurance with five different companies. Call Martinson Ag at 701-205-4200. The risk management specialist. Martinson Ag is an equal opportunity provider.
Volatility continues to be pretty high as far as the cattle markets are concerned, and a lot of it is coming from the new screwworm cases being found in the U.S. Right now, we haven't seen any advancements since the five cases, but it's likely we're going to continue to see reports as it will be tough to kind of control this in the short term. Right now, though, when you look at the charts as far as the cattle markets are concerned, live cattle have made a pretty decent recovery. We've lost from the recent high to low, there was a drop of about $16, and we've recovered $8 of that right now where we're sitting at. I would look for the live cattle market to possibly see the potential to get a 67% retracement, which would push us up that June board up to around that 253 area. That's probably a spot that I would look at rehedging live cattle. As far as feeder cattle, we haven't quite seen as much support in that market. We lost $45 from the recent high to low, and we've only gained back a portion of that, less than the 50% retracement that we would expect. So right now, I would be targeting that 356 as the 50% retracement. That could be a spot to be looking at doing some hedging, but the preferred line to look at hedging would be about that 67% retracement, right around that 369.50 area. Cattle have the potential to get up to these levels, especially if we continue to see tight supplies and strong cash trade, which we've been able to see here so far over the last couple of weeks. That will certainly help support the market.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.